youth and God. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
Hello, this is Mike Kelly. You are now listening to Key Life, where the Bible becomes relevant to your daily life. If you have a Bible, get it. And here is our teacher, Steve Brown.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. Laid back, fun. Hope your time on the Lord's Day was celebratory and that your pastor's sermon was profound, as was mine. If you have your Bibles, and into the book of Hosea. I'm going to tell you the story of Hosea today because it puts everything into perspective. And then after you get the story, then we're going to go back and pick up some exegetical points and talk. Do you know what day? Do you know what's next week? Do you believe a whole year has gone by since 9/11? Man, has the world changed. Tell you what I think I'm going to do. Next week on Wednesday, I'm going to break from our study of Hosea or wherever we'll be at that time. And I want to spend next Wednesday looking at 9/11 from the perspective of the year and from the perspective of the Bible. I was in New York and stood at Ground Zero, and man, that was an experience. Looked along that fence that surrounds the church next to it, and all the messages and the prayers and the candles and the pictures and the sadness and the pain. Spoke at Carnegie Hall for the Encourage America rally, a sold-out thing, and I've thought about that a lot since those days. And so next Wednesday, if it's okay with you, we'll take a break from whatever our study is at that time. And I want to look at 9/11 from the perspective of the Bible. You might want to be sure and be tuned in during that time. It's our practice on Mondays to pray before we study the Word. Let's do that. Father, we're here not because we know the answers, not because our lives are together, or even because we're good. We're here because we're yours. We're here because the world is scary, and we're here because we need you desperately, and we're here because you're sufficient. Father, you know the stuff we go through. You know the loneliness and the pain. You know the sleepless nights. You know the feeling of loneliness, the need to love, the times when we loved anything that would love us back. Father, you know all that, and we're here. Meet us in this place. Forgive us. Change us. Motivate us. Remind us of where you found us. And then sometimes remind us of home. Father, we praise you not just because you sent your Son or just because you've been so kind and gentle. We praise you because you're God and you're worthy of our praise. Father, we lift before you this broadcast these weeks. We pray for the one who teaches that you would forgive him his sins. They call him Reverend, and he's not much. We would see Jesus and him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, if you have your Bible, open it to the book of Hosea. What I want to do is tell you the story that I began last week. We started with Hosea last week, and I took the time to compare Hosea, the prophet Hosea, to the prophet Amos. We talked about Amos lived in the south and spoke to the north. That's a safe place from which to be a prophet. But Hosea lived in the north and spoke to the north, and that's another matter altogether. Then we saw that Hosea spoke of God's love, and Amos spoke of God's wrath. We saw that Amos spoke of truth, and Hosea spoke of pathos. He wept over his people after his own experience. And then I took some time to talk about Hosea, and we're going to look at some exegetical points. But first I want to continue with the story. Remember I said that Hosea lived in the city of Samaria, was probably a rabbi at the first synagogue of Samaria. He was doing quite well, climbing the ecclesiastical ladder, well-respected, a wonderful teacher of Torah, and everything was going fine when God came and messed it up. I suggested that there was a principle that if God comes to you, you won't be flippant the second time. Because God is God. And God said to Hosea, I've got a job for you to do. And Hosea, with the arrogance of youth and the pride of one who has never lived long enough or sinned big enough, said, you tell me what to do and I'll do it. And God said, I want you to go to the red light district of your city of Samaria. I want you to find a prostitute. And Hosea interrupted God and said, you want me to share the four Jewish laws with her? And God said, no, I want you to marry her. Her name is Gomer. Now, if you think that is good for climbing the ecclesiastical ladder, you're out of your mind. I mean, that can ruin a really good career. I want you to know there are certain things one doesn't do, and this is very close to the top of the list. So Hosea agonized about it all night the next morning because he really was, in his heart of hearts, a man of God. Hosea went down into the red light district. He asked for a prostitute by the name of Gomer, and then to her surprise and shock, he asked her to marry him and took her home to be the first lady of the manse. Now that will get the people in your church talking, I want you to know. They're shocked. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to deal with it. But God's people are forgiving if you give them time, because God's spirit is usually operating. In fact, Gomer, the prostitute, became quite a celebrity. They were talking about book contracts. They were going to take it on the road. Her testimony, people wanted to hear that testimony. What happened to you? And that's the happy part. Let me tell you the bad part. One day, Gomer was standing at the kitchen sink. They had three children by then. Their names are quite interesting, but maybe we'll get into that later. She looked at a pile of dirty diapers and dirty dishes, and she remembered what it was like with the parties and the men. She remembered what her paganism was like, and she said, I'm out of here, and she left. Do you think it was hard for Hosea before? It was doubly hard now. How do you deal with that if you're a rabbi climbing the ecclesiastical ladder and you married a prostitute and people forgave her and you, and then she leaves you and goes back to her old life? And then God came to Hosea again. And God said to Hosea, your wife, Gomer, has sold herself into slavery, and I want you to go back into the red light district. And Hosea said, I've encountered you before, and I know that what you have me do won't be good. I want you to go back into the red light district and ask her to come on home, that she's forgiven. It had been hard for Hosea. Can you imagine tucking your kids into bed at night, and they say, Dad, where's Mom? And you turn away so your kids can't see the tears that well up in your eyes. Every time you try to go to sleep, you can see your wife in the arms of another man. That's a hard place to be. And now, God, how could he want you to go back and forgive her and bring her back home? But as I said before, Hosea was really, in his heart of hearts, God's man. Hosea really did love God. He really wanted to be obedient. With great sadness, he made his way back to the red light district. He bit on his wife. He bought her, and he brought her back home, and he restored Gomer to her primary place. I want you to know an experience like that will break your heart, man. Makes you. I tell you, if I'd lived in Samaria, I was looking for a pastor, you know who I would get? It wouldn't be a Pharisee. It wouldn't be somebody where everything had gone right. I would find someone whose heart had been broken. I would find someone who had been through, and I use the word advisably, hell. I would like to find somebody who had really heard, who had known the anger of rejection. I would search out the prophet Hosea. He'd be my pastor. He'd be my pastor because I would know that when I went through a hard time, he wouldn't look down his arrogant nose with his peacock feathers flying in a breeze and judge me. He would love me. And that's the reason that when you read the book of Hosea, you're reading the book of a man whose heart had been broken, who knew about God. But let me tell you something else that's really important. You've got to understand Hosea's experience before you understand Hosea's message. Barnhouse used to say that all of life illustrates Bible doctrine. And that was certainly true of Hosea. God said, I want you to use your own existential experience to teach my people that in the midst of their anger and their rebellion and their sin, that I'm their God, and that I am a God of loving kindness and tender mercy, and that I will restore them to their place by my throne. Hosea took the story, his own story, his own experience, and he went to God's people and he said, you know what God is like? This is going to surprise you. He's not angry. You come on home. He loves you. He's a God of loving kindness. He's a God who is kind and merciful. And that's the message of the book of Hosea. And that's why it is one of my favorites. Hosea's in heaven now, and he's heard the whole story. He knows that his story is history and the story of the way God works when he sent his son to buy us back from our sin too. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, volume 2 of our Old Testament survey booklet is hot off the press, and I'll send it to you free if you'll ask me. And if you don't have the first one, if you ask for it, if we have some supplies left, we'll send it to you. Old Testament Survey begins with Job, and there's going to be a third booklet so that when you have all three, you can put them in your Bible, and there'll be a mini commentary when you study the Old Testament. Just let us know. We'll send it to you free. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24 hours a day, or you can write Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3, or you can email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address. And when I say these booklets are free, I really mean that. If you can't give us a contribution, don't you dare not ask for the booklet if you want it. But if you can help us financially, pray about it and be as generous as you possibly can. You help us and so many other people, and I promise that we'll be faithful with your gift. And for any gift of any size, when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching Mercy's Freedom. Mercy comes running. Hey, whenever you write or call, be sure and give us a call letter to the station where you hear Key Life. And oh yes, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.